You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is the interim UAS Chancellor, Karen Carey. Hello, Chancellor Carey.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you? Where am I talking to you from today?
I'm right here in Juno.
Is
working
that
from home.
Yeah, your home office there?
Yeah.
Well, one of the first things I wanted to ask is, what is the status of operations at UAS right now? Are most staff working from home? Is there activity on campus? What is it like?
So right now, everyone's working from home. And we have a few people working on campus, but very few. As you know, school will start on the 24th, and we are going to have some courses that will be face-to-face. So we will have more people on campus. Most of our staff will remain working from home. It's been very successful. We've done a very good job of having people work from home, and pretty much everybody has stayed busy and employed. So that's pretty much our plan. We do have a face mask policy on campus for any students coming to campus, and faculty and staff. Everyone will need to wear a mask. All our classes will be 6 foot distanced. And in some classes, we've put up some of those sneeze guard kind of things that you see in the grocery stores to keep our faculty and students safe. So we're really thinking hard about keeping everyone safe and what we need to do. We do have students in the dorms, in our housing units, about half as many as we normally have, so that each student can have their own room and be distanced from other students. And then our Banfield Hall, which is another one of our dorms, we're keeping that vacant for this semester, so that if we do need to quarantine students, we have a space to put them.
It sounds like there's been a lot of thought put into the beginning of the fall semester, and that a lot of precautions have been taken. You said you'll be having in-person classes. Will there still be a lot of classes online, or will there be any classes online more than usual?
Yes, about 60% of our classes will continue. Well, more than that, actually. More like 70% of our classes will be online. Classes that will be face-to-face are some of our science labs, ceramics, and carving. And those classes will be face-to-face with social distancing. Then our classes down at the tech center, welding and diesel technology and construction, mine training, those classes will also be face-to-face. So the students will, again, be wearing masks, be wearing any other kind of personal protection equipment. We've bought masks and shields, the face shields, the humanity shields, gloves for all of our students. So we're really going to do everything we can to keep the faculty, staff, and students safe. We've been working on it all summer, and it has been a big job and a changing job every few minutes, as you know, with COVID.
It was a hard pivot, I know, and I imagine teachers, instructors really struggled. It's a hard enough job already.
You know, they did struggle, but I will tell you, the faculty in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka really stepped up. They were just amazing. They had a week to turn their classes from face-to-face into online, and they all did it. They didn't complain. They were just wonderful about how they approached it. And they're being very understanding now as well for the fall semester. Many of them did want to come back face-to-face. But certainly with the increase in numbers that we've had in Juneau, we're very concerned about bringing that many people back onto campus right now. So that's why we're keeping so many classes online.
Well, I understand that we have some good news to discuss today. The Board of Regents voted to rescind the exploratory studies on a UAS and UAF merger. I know you're happy about that. What does that mean for you all here in Southeast?
Well, we're thrilled about that. We are just ecstatic that they took that off the table. You know, we still face budget cuts across the UA system. And UAS has been cutting their budget for the last 5 years, and we've been doing it very thoughtfully. And we have plans about how we can cut our budget for next year as well. So people need to understand that the merger has gone away, which is wonderful. But we are going to still have to think about where we can cut. We're hoping not to have to cut any academic programs. That's our primary goal. So looking at other areas where we can cut, I think that certainly it won't just be all the burden on UAS like it has been recently. They're really going to be looking at a statewide operation, the operations at UAA and UAF, as well as UAS. But I think we're in really good shape. I told people yesterday that I know we're going to be here for a long, long time, and UAS will survive because we've got a great community. People are really, really supportive of our campus. It was really amazing how many people called in and wrote letters to the Board of Regents regarding the merger. So I'm going to fight. I'm a one-year interim position, and my goal is to make sure that UAS stays safe for many years to come.
Well, thank you for doing that job. As you mentioned, the University of Alaska System is already dealing with big budget cuts. Then the pandemic hit. What are you bracing for in the next 12 months?
Well, as I said, we're going to have to really look seriously at our budget. COVID has been a big hit, but unlike many other campuses, we already had a big hit prior to COVID. So we do have many budget struggles. But as I said before, we have pared down and pared down for the last several years. And I think that we're in good shape. Certainly if people leave, you know, retire or take on a different job, we won't be replacing those positions. We'll try to save that money so that if we do have to come up with a cut, we can do it that way. But we really don't want to cut our academic programs. They're vital to what we do here in Southeast. And so we're going to do everything we can to keep those programs alive and well.
Has the pandemic affected enrollment for this semester, this year, 2021?
So our enrollment is down, as it is at many campuses, due to COVID. And we also think that our enrollments are down because of the merger talk. So we're trying to get the word out to everyone that UAS is open. There is not going to be a merger. And we would love for everybody to come out and take a class. You can do it online or face-to-face. We're offering all of our regular classes that we always offer. It's just a little bit of a different venue. So we're looking forward to the fall semester. We're being very careful, but we're going to be open and we're going to have great classes and we've got great faculty. So I really think it's a good time to go to school if you are, you know, suffering from COVID and you're tired of being at home. Even taking an online class can help you feel like you're getting out and interacting with other people. I certainly think that if you're unemployed, seeing if there's a way that you can take a class to retool, gain some skills that maybe you didn't have before. And we have grants and scholarships for people that are interested. You can reach out to our scholarships office to see if we can provide you any help with the cost of that. We also have a dual enrollment program for high school students that we're doing now with Fairbanks. It's called Alaska Advantage. And we're offering all our classes online to students in high school for a reduced cost at $495 for a 3-credit class. So if any high school students are out there and want to take a class at the university, this is a great way to get started on your college career. So we just think there's just a lot of opportunity right now, and we're excited for the semester to start.
I admire your enthusiasm and your positivity. I think it is great to look on the bright side, and you make a lot of good points about the opportunities that are there right now. How is morale amongst faculty and staff? Do you feel like everyone else shares your optimism?
Well, I think after the Board of Regents meeting, everybody is feeling relief. And I think there has been a lot of people have been pretty down with the talk of the merger. But in my conversations most recently with faculty and staff, they're thrilled. And they feel that we're going to be in a good spot. and that our enrollments will go up and we'll be able to survive all of this. Some people are, you know, really tired of working at home, and I get that. And now with the school districts being, the school district in Juneau going to all online, that's going to be a challenge for some of our staff. So we're trying to be as flexible as we can. Certainly families, some of our staff and faculty that have children in school, they're going to be needing to do the homeschooling, and they're going to also have a job. And so I'm saying to the supervisors of these individuals, let's be flexible. Let's help out our staff and faculty. We have enough challenges going on right now without causing people more stress. So I'm trying to be very positive about it and have people keep working from home as they need to.
Interim UAS Chancellor Karen Carey, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we say goodbye?
Just that we are open. UAS is open. UAS is going to be open for a long time. Take a class. We can all learn something new, and it's a great time to really expand skills. So thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for speaking with me.